Blog Talk Radio.
Well, beloved, here we are once again. We're giving God the glory, giving God the praise. It's because we love him for what he's done for us. And let me tell you something. There's no God like our God. And all God wants to do is let us know that he loves us. And when he loves us, it gives us to know that nobody likes God. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Hello. Praise the
Hello.
Lord. I want to do one thing. I want to say to God, I love him, I love him, I love him, I love him. And because of him, we are who we are. Now, we got a great evangelist of God, a powerful word from the Lord. The Lord has been dealing with him. I've been trying to bother him, but God got a word to give tonight. And I know that when we interview, we listen tonight, he's going to need to answer the question when we get through. But I'm going to put everybody on mute except him so that you can hear what he has to say. Evangelist Franco. Present the Lord.
Hello. Hello. Hey, everybody's doing. I thank God for this day and for this time. I'm calling in from the great state of Alaska. And right now we got about 12 inches of snow out here and fairly cold, but yet and still God is the same every day. I thank God for Apostle Hunter and opening this opportunity for me to be able to speak the word of God to all ye that would hear, beloved. And I want to say this, too, that I want to wish everyone a happy holiday season. For this is a season when a lot of people get sad and sorrowful because they don't have the money and the funds to get gifts and what have you and things like that. And I just want to remind everybody that it is not about the gift, but it's about the one true gift that God gave all of mankind wrapped up in the person called Christ Jesus. Who,
Amen.
While we were yet sinners, he took the place for every one of us, and he died on Calvary's cross. So I want to make sure that I extend that note of gratitude to all of those that are listening and just let you know that Christ Jesus is the reason for the season. Amen. And
Amen.
Just encourage all of us to stay focused on him above all of the other stuff that the world tells us to look at. As the reason, there is one greater than anything that Walmart has to offer or anything that Zales or the jewelry store has to offer, Foot Locker, what have you. There is one thing that is greater than all of these things, and that man is named Jesus Christ, the Son of God. We celebrate him on today, and for some of us, we celebrate him every time we fall down on bended knees and lift our hands and say, thank you, Jesus. So it's really not a big deal that the world has accepted our God, but for some of us, it is. So I just want to make sure that I at least acknowledge that into your ears. So God bless you, and I wish that you would have a wonderful holiday. The soldiers that are departed and not with their family members, keep them in prayer, because I do know what it's like to be away from home and you want to be there. And I just want to lift from the Bible, there's a particular story, a particular message that the Lord Jesus was teaching us about a widowed woman from the book of Luke, chapter number 18. And in dealing with that, I'll talk about that particular scripture simply because it deals with prayer. But I start with Matthew chapter number 17, verse number 7 through 8. And it says that, ask and it shall be given to you, seek and you shall find, knock and it shall be opened to you. For everyone that asks, receives. And he that seeks, finds. And to him that knocks, it shall be opened. And I begin to look at the scripture and I said, God, why is it that the Lord continued to say the same thing in two verses? He said, ask and receive, seek, find, knock, open. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. That's 6 different things that are taking place in these. In this, matter of fact, one verse: ask, given, seek, find, knock, open unto you. But what I want everybody out there in radio land and everybody that's listening, I want everybody to know, if you can get this in your spirit and hold fast to it, read verse number 8, for it says that everyone that asks, receives. There's a promise here, beloved, that I believe that we have some of us have overlooked throughout the years because we've gotten so big in God that we forgot how to be children of God. See, the Bible says that everyone that acts receives. Now, for me, that's a very big promise. See, God put that out there for a reason. And a lot of times we miss it because we're looking for something that is far more bigger than the thing that God said. I remember one day I was talking to the apostle and I had a prophecy and I said to the apostle, Brother Apostle, well, what does this mean? And he said, this is what it means. It's simple. It's the simple things about God that we try to make complicated with our human intellect. It's the simple things about it. For everyone that asks, receives. Now, the Amplified Bible reads it this way. Keep on asking, and it will be given. Keep on seeking, and you will find. Keep on knocking, and the door will be open. For everyone who keeps asking receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who keeps knocking, the door will be open. And beloved, this is the key. Hallelujah, that Jesus lets us know that there is 2 levels that are taking place here in just these little verses. Jesus is teaching us the principles of prayer and how to get a prayer through. See, I don't know about you, but in the church today, I don't know if there's if folk are being honest with themselves, or folk have just gotten used and gotten comfortable to praying and not getting no answers. See, but I don't believe that God is wanting us to be a people that pray and don't get answers. Because the Bible just clearly stated that everyone that asks receives. And I don't know who it is out there that I'm talking to, but you've been praying and asking God for something for a long time. It seems like every time. God, I thank you. Every time you ask God for something, it seems like you just can't seem to get the answer. Here's the answer, beloved. Here's the answer right here in the text. Hallelujah. The Bible says in the book of Luke, chapter number 18, hallelujah, verse number 1, Jesus said, and he spoke a parable to them to this end, that men ought to always pray and not faint. And that word faint, when you take the time to look at that word faint, the Bible says to lose heart. That's what it means. See, sometimes we pray for stuff and then we lose heart because we don't see it right when we expected it to. And then the enemy comes in and he begins to sow seeds of doubt, seeds of unbelief. And through those seeds, now we manifest things that we don't even want. And see, what I'm afraid of in this hour of the church is the people that have a form of godliness, but we deny the power thereof. And that power sometimes is us having the ability to just stand. How many people know that when Paul began to talk about the weapons of our warfare in Ephesians, Paul said, after having done all to stand, stand. Not even understanding that being able to just stand sometimes is a mode of defense against the adversary. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We got to be able to stand. We got to have the standing ability to what we believe, to what we believe we ask God for, that we're going to receive it. Because if we don't believe what we ask God for, then we won't get it. I heard it said this way. See, some folk go to God in prayer, and I speak of myself because I've lived this. We go to God in prayer, and we'll ask God for one thing, and then after we say amen in Jesus' name, then we walk out of the prayer room, walk out of our prayer circle, walk away from the prayer meeting, and then prepare our hearts for something else. There it is right there. We've got to learn how to prepare our heart prepare our mind for the very thing that we ask God for. If we ask God for a house, don't go look for an apartment. If you ask God for a husband, don't go look for Johnny. If you ask God for a wife, don't go look for Susie. You better prepare your heart for the thing that you're asking God for. If God is saying to you, and you're preparing your heart to be an author, don't wait till the book publishing deal is on the table. Start writing now. Don't, if God says you're going to pastor a church, don't wait till they give you the keys to the church to start pastoring. Start pastoring right there in your mirror. Everything that we do, the Bible says that we walk not by sight. Hallelujah, but we walk by faith. We walk by faith and not by sight. And the enemy has caused us to get derailed in some way, beloved, that now we think that we got to see it in order to make it real. But the Bible declares that that faith is the substance of a thing that is hoped for. So watch this now. I'm getting ready to teach this now. Hallelujah. Thank you,
Holy Hallelujah.
God. Thank you, God. We ask, we shall receive. We seek, we go find. We knock, and the door shall be opened to us. See, look, watch this. Asking refers, hallelujah, to the gift that we request of God. Seeking refers to the giver of the gift. Knocking refers to the abiding fellowship with God once the door is opened. One writer put it this way. Asking and receiving the gift would lead us to the giver of the gift. And now we're so caught up in the giver of the gift that we thank him for the gift, but we really want him. That's why the Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness, and then all things will be added unto you. But see, we don't want to seek the kingdom, we want the adding. And then when we come to home, yes, God. And so now we can be deceived by stuff. And the enemy can cause us to have stuff, but we don't have God. And then when the church and the blood gets our life, the house comes crumbling down because the foundation had not been laid on a sure ground. Hallelujah. So what am I saying?
Hallelujah.
What am I saying? Beloved, what I'm saying today is this, and I hope that somebody out here gets it. Believe what you ask God for. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care who said it. I don't care who lied on you. I don't care how many times you got to go back to the altar. I don't care how much time you got to cry out to God. I don't care how many folks said throw in the towel. I don't care what they said about you. It doesn't even matter. The question is what does God say about it? Hallelujah. The scripture is filled with promises of God. The people of God have gotten in a place now where we don't want God, but we want church. We just want to have a good church experience. We just want to have a good time. I don't want to go just have a good time. I want to experience God. I want to experience like Isaiah experienced him. I want to see the train of his robe. Oh, God. We got
to get to that place.
Where we desire God, and the hunger for God grows within us, and the church is ablaze, hallelujah, and the world comes to the church, and they can be transformed and renewed. See, that's why the world can come in the church and just salute us and shake our hand and say, we had a good time. Your choir sang good, and that was a good message, but they didn't give their life to God, because we didn't have no power in the church. Hallelujah. And where does that power come from? That power comes, beloved. That power comes to a people that are in prayer. That power comes to a people that believe in God. That power comes to a people that are steadfast in seeking the face of God through prayer. Hallelujah, and fasting. Don't let me get on nobody's nerves, Apostle, because when you start talking about sacrificing and fasting, folks get offended in the church today. Folks start looking at you sideways when you start talking about giving up food. What are you talking about? But Jesus even had to suffer. Even in his body, the Bible says that even Christ had to learn obedience through the things he suffered. Now, what in the world has happened to the church? Well, we don't want to suffer nothing no more. Hallelujah.
My God.
And James told us. James gave us the key to the answer, Apostle. And I'm almost done. Hallelujah. the Bible tells us in the book of James, because I love to pray, and there ain't nothing more that I like to do than pray. I love to preach, but I like to pray too. See, everything that God ever done to me, I've done in my life, hallelujah. Apostle, he did it through the prayer of Ashaya. Everything that God ever did in my life, Apostle, he did it through the prayer floor. Everything he ever done in my life, God, he did it through the prayer floor. If he healed my marriage, it's going to be through prayer. If he's going to bless my money, it's going to be through prayer. If he's going to bless my children, it's going to be through prayer. When my ministry blow up, it's going to be through prayer. When folk get healed, it's going to be through prayer. When the devil get cast out, it's going to be through prayer. Prayer is the key. Hallelujah. That's going to keep us. Prayer is going to keep the nation. Hallelujah. That's going to keep us afloat. Jesus said, yes, God. God said in 2 Chronicles, that if my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray. But don't nobody want to pray no more. We all want to hold. Yes, God. Thank you, Father. I want to pray.
My Lord, my Lord.
And stand fast in that thing. See, there's a different thing that happens when we stand fast in it. In Luke 18, Jesus tells us a parable about a widow woman in the city, and she kept coming to the king. And she said, King, would you please avenge me? My adversaries are too many for me. And then in verse 4, she said, and the king, hallelujah, would not for a while, hallelujah, but after a while, the Bible said that after a while, she said within himself, the Bible said, though I fear not God, nor regard man, fifth verse says, yet because the widow troubled me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming, there it is. The Bible said that she continued to come. Even when the answer didn't show up, she continued to come. And an unjust king gave her what she wanted. How many know that God wants to give you everything that you want? Hallelujah. If you just continue
Hallelujah.
To come, if you just continue to seek his face, if you don't allow everything outside of you to discourage you from going after God. The Bible said in verse number 6, and the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge says. In verse 7, he said, and shall not God avenge his own elect, which do cry day and night to him, though he bear long with them? Watch this. He said, I tell you this, that he will avenge them speedily. Oh, I don't know if your Bible says that, but it says he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, the Son of God, when he comes, shall he find faith on earth?
Shall he find?
Will he find it? Or will he still be looking for it? Listen, beloved, if I help somebody, praise God. If you don't get it, then it wasn't for you. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, there's a seed that is being sowed into somebody's spirit right now. Somebody right now needed to hear that word because you almost gave up on faith. You almost gave up on God, but I stopped by today. I'm glad I called because I'm here by commission of God to let the devil know, listen, we are a people that say yes to God. But see, watch this, Apostle. We have become a people, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. We have almost become a people, hallelujah, that learned how to say yes to God, but still don't know how to say no to the devil.
Mm-hmm.
That's it right there.
Come
we can
on,
say
on,
yes to
on,
God,
on.
But have not learned how to have the power to say no to the devil, too. See, that's where it comes in. See, the enemy comes in and causes us to be derailed and shipwrecked because we have not learned how to turn a cold shoulder to him and tell him, I know you're coming after me, but I know how to stand in this thing. I'm going to stand fast. I'm going to hold my ground. I'm not going to give up. I know you're pulling. Pushing. I know you're hating. I know you're lying. But I'm going to stand. Why? Because I know that my Redeemer lives. And the Bible told me in Lamentations that it's good for a man to wait on God. It's good. It's good. See, beloved, I'm almost done. Hallelujah. One question I would like to raise. Hallelujah. One question I would like to raise. One question I would like to raise into your hearing is, why are some prayers not answered? I have read the story of the prophet Daniel, in which there was a principality of Persia that withstood Daniel's prayer. And the Bible says that the answer, the Bible said that the angel told him, look, we heard your prayer the first time you prayed, but there was a principality that withstood us. Hallelujah. But see, even if I could take it a step further, I'll look and see what Jesus' brother James had to say about it. See, James gives us another look and another dimension. James says, watch this. In the fourth chapter, in the third verse, he says, you ask, hallelujah, you ask God for something and you fail to receive it because you asked for it with the wrong purpose. And you asked of it to be consumed of your evil desires, and your motives and intentions was for self, to get your own desires and to spend it and to exploit it on your own personal pleasures. See, that's why some answers won't come. See, the Bible told us that we don't know what to pray for as we ought. But it is the Holy Spirit that prays for us with groanings which are too deep for words. See, and that's why I thank God for the Holy Ghost. Because when I don't know what to say, Akadadadavoshaya comes out of my mouth. And all I got to do is just present my body before him. And my body will become of a whole. Becomes the temple of God. And then when I put myself there, he begins to do the work. And he knows the mind of God. And he searches the deep things. He searches. He searches the deep things. But look, stop trying to do it in your own way. Do what the Bible said do. And after having done all to stand, after having poured all you got your cup, stand. Stand with your loins girt about with truth. Stand. Stand with the helmet of salvation on. Stand. Stand with the shield of faith high. Stand. Stand with the sword of the Spirit in your hand. Stand. Knowing that God will do exactly what he said that he would do, even in your life. Amen, somebody.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Tonight, God has blessed us. He has blessed us beyond our understanding. It's because God so loves us. If you take notice of the two scriptures that he's given you, when you talk about the word ask, it has a significant rollout. Acquire, seeking, and knocking. When we keep doing it, God can help but hear us. But the enemy is saying to us, we can't make it. But the line's open. If anybody want to call, got a question, want some prayer, we're going to yield that time to what God want to do for us. And we're living in a day and a time where it's going to take the fivefold ministry to get this thing over. A lot of people want what we have, but they don't want to give what we got. They don't want to fast and pray. Say, we're going to go to 30-day fast. Oh, that's too long. No, no, no. We're going to have all night prayer. Oh, no, no, no. We're living in that time. And I want to thank Franco, Evangelist Franco, for what he's done. Thank God for what he's done and what God is going to keep doing. But I want to let you know, as long as the Lord has me and Franco hooked up together, Franco going to be on Sunday nights. If God having to be changed, we're going to do that because he has a message. Yes, sir.
Yes, and God loves us so much. Apostle, God loves us so much that he gives us these messages to encourage us, you know. And
yes.
The Bible is full of promises. And see, my thing about the thing about it is, see, when I look at God as a father. See, I don't look at him as sitting back with his arms folded saying, you didn't say it right.
Oh,
no, I'm not going to answer that because you ain't put this. Oh, no. See, God loves to bless his children. The Bible, in fact, says that God takes pleasure in the prosperity of his people. See, the world is out there doing their thing, and the church looking like we ain't got it together because we haven't figured out how to follow God yet. And we've got the form of godliness. Yeah, we know how to dress. We know how to do all of that stuff right there. But then when it comes down to it, do we really know him? How are we going to get to know him if we never spend time with him? And this prayer,
amen.
This prayer thing is more than just a lot of noise, and it's more than a lot of form and fashion. What it is, and this is where you build your relationship with God at. This is where he reveals himself to you. This is where he shows you the way. Hallelujah.
Yeah. Jesus. There's nothing like it. You know what? Sometimes some people must have got touched by God and say, I don't know what to say about this out here. I still want to say to the audience. Yes, sir, go ahead. Hello?
Hello?
Yes. I want to say to the people that say that they know, you know what? I've come to understand the most simple thing it is in life is to submit to God. It's submit. That's why he asks. He said, let's see if we can answer this question. It's so simple. God loves us. And the Bible tells us while we were yet sinners, why was I doing it where we decided to do, God still loved us. Now, you know what? I can't help but be a part of a God like that. I don't care what nobody say. The God we serve. And like I said, well, you know, we didn't got up there on the moon. We got it up there. Don't worry about the moon. Moon going to take care of itself. Venus, all of them going to take care of itself. Because we going to be with God, we're going to be in charge. But I want to encourage y'all tonight. We want to thank y'all for listening to our brother tonight. We're going to bring it back live tomorrow, next Sunday night, with the same word. So, Evangelist, you got any closing words you'd like to say?
Yes, sir. And like I said, God loves us so much. He loves us with a special, unique love, a love that we cannot really fully comprehend. And that love is wrapped up in a thing called grace. Unmerited favor. God gave it to us. We did not deserve it. None of us did. But he loved us so much that he gave his only begotten son that whosoever believe upon the name of Jesus Christ would not die. Hallelujah. But that we would have life, but have life eternal. See, everybody is caught up in just having their life here good. But I don't know about you, but I want to live forever with Christ. And I don't want to go to hell and keep dying and feeling that fire. I don't like the heat. In fact, I'm telling you, anytime I get hot, I got to turn the air conditioner on. I don't want to go nowhere where I can't turn on the AC. I like to live my life in comfort. So what I'm saying today is this, beloved. Choose ye this day whom you're going to serve, whether it's going to be the devil or whether it's going to be God. And nobody says that you have to be perfect in this thing, but the Bible declares that all have fallen short of the glory of God. All have sinned. So it doesn't matter what your sin is. It doesn't matter what you are in even now today. There is a hope for you. And that hope is resting upon the shoulders of Jesus Christ. For unto us a son is born. Unto us a son is born. Unto us a child is given. Unto us, he was given for us. And I just want somebody out there to understand that he gave you a gift. And that gift is Christ. And everybody's all spun up. But let me say this, and then I'll step away. We cannot reach the place when we begin to tire out and cow out in our prayer life. We've got to get to the place, beloved. I'm talking to the church. Where we begin to hold fast to the incorruptible, unchangeable, undeniable, life-giving, vital source. That is the Word of God. We hold fast to it. I'm telling you, beloved, if you hold fast to it, you'll watch and see God will start turning things around in your life. And it's not going to be in your time. It's going to be in God's time. And God's time can be a day, and God's time could be 10 years, but you've got to hold fast. God loves you. God bless you. Happy holidays. Enjoy your family. Enjoy your time. Amen.
God bless you.
Jesus.
To all their flesh. In the margin of my King James translation, it reads, my words are medicine to all their flesh. So God's word is medicine to all our flesh. So therefore, I just want to read from the word of God and give you God's medicine. First of all, from Matthew, the 6th chapter, the 9th through the 10th verse. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Healing is God's will. There is no sickness in heaven, the Bible said, so it's God's will that there be no sickness on earth. Then 3 John, verse 2. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospered. Then again, 1 John, the 5th chapter, the 14th and 15th verses. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he hear us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. Hebrews chapter 12, verses 12 and 13. Wherefore lift up the hands which hang down, and the feeble knees. Make straight paths for your feet, lest that which is lame be turned out of the way, but let it rather be healed. And then Philippians chapter 2, verse 13. For it is God which worketh in you, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Romans 8, 32. He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? James 1, 17. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Romans 8, 31. If God be for us, who can be against us? Malachi 3, 6. For I am the Lord, I change not. Isaiah 41, 10. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Deuteronomy 7, 15. And the Lord will take away from thee all sickness, and will put none of the evil diseases of Egypt, which thou knowest, upon thee. Exodus 15, 26. If thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will put none or permit none of these diseases upon thee, which I have permitted upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. Jeremiah 30:17. For I will restore health unto thee, and I will heal thee of thy wounds, saith the Lord. Jeremiah 33:6. Behold, I will bring it health and cure, and I will cure them, and will reveal unto them the abundance of peace and truth. Deuteronomy chapter 30, verses 19 and 20. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life, that thou and thy seed may live, that thou mayest love the Lord thy God, and that thou mayest obey his voice, and that thou mayest cleave unto him. For he is thy life and the length of thy days, that thou mayest dwell in the land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers. Leviticus 26, chapter, the 3rd verse, and then the 9th verse. If ye walk in my statutes and keep do them, I will have respect unto you, and make you fruitful, and multiply you, and establish my covenant with you. Isaiah 58, 8. Then shall thy light break forth, and thy health shall spring forth speedily, and thy righteousness shall go before thee, and the glory of the Lord. Strong in the behalf of them whose heart is perfect toward him. Psalm 145, verses 8 and 9. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger and of great mercy. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. Job 37, 23. Toucheth the Almighty, he is excellent in power and in judgment, and in plenty of justice, he will not afflict. Psalm 67, 2. Thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving help among all nations. Psalm 105, verse 37. He brought them forth also with silver and gold, and there was not one feeble person among their tribes. Psalm 103, verse 3. Who forgiveth all thy iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases. Psalm 147:3. He healeth the broken heart and bindeth up their wounds. Psalm 23:1. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Psalm 30, verse 2. O Lord my God, I cried unto thee, and thou hast healed me. Psalm 34, 19. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivered them out of them all. Psalm 41, 3. To strengthen him upon the bed of languishing. Psalm 42, 11. Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him who is the health of my countenance and my God. Matthew 7, 11. If ye then being evil know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father which is in heaven give good things to them that ask him? Then Isaiah shows us that healing is in the plan of redemption. Isaiah 53, verses 4 and 5. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, are the marks of these. Surely he has borne our pains and carried our sicknesses. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes we are healed. Matthew 8, 17. That it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. 1 Peter 2:24. Who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sins should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. Galatians 3, 13, verse 14, and then verse 29. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. And if ye be Christ, then are ye Abraham's seed, and heirs according to the promise. Then Colossians chapter 1, verse 12, 13, and 14, and then chapter 2, verses 10 and 15. Giving thanks unto the Father, which has made us meet, are able to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in life, who has delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. And ye are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power, and having all principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphant over them in it. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 12. Neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood, he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. Ephesians 5, 30. For we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. 1 Thessalonians 5, 23. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray God your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Hosea chapter 13, verse, I will ransom them from the power of the grave. I will redeem them from death. O death, I will be thy plague. O grave, I will be thy destruction. In Exodus, the 20th chapter, and the 12th verse, we read, honor thy father and mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Deuteronomy 5:33. Ye shall walk in all the ways which the Lord your God has commanded you, that you may live, and that it may be well with you, and that ye may prolong your days in the land which ye shall possess. Deuteronomy 11:21. That your days may be multiplied, and the days of your children in the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers to give them, as the days of heaven upon the earth. 1 Chronicles 29, verse 28. And he, David, died in a good old age, full of days, riches, and honor. Job 5, 26. Thou shalt come to thy grave in a full age, like as a shock of corn cometh in his season. Psalm 90, 10. The days of our years are 70, that by reason of strength they be 80 years. The 91st Psalm, verses 10 through 16. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come by thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against the stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder. The young lion and the dragon shall thou trample unto feet. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he has known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 1 and 2. My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Proverbs chapter 9, verse 11. For by me thy days shall be multiplied, and the years of thy life shall be increased. Ecclesiastes 7:17. Why should his life die before thy time? Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Isaiah chapter 65, verse 22. Thou shalt not build and another inhabit. They shall not plant and another eat. For as the days of a tree are the days of my people, and mine elect shall long enjoy the work of their hands. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1 through 3. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and that thou mayest live long on the earth. And so you see, God has promised us long life, and he wants us to have long life. Now then, let's look at some scriptures concerning the birth walk of Jesus and his ministry. Matthew chapter 4, verse 23 and 24. And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. And his fame went throughout all Syria, and they brought unto him all sick people that were taken with divers diseases and torments, and those which were possessed with devils, and those which were lunatic, and those that had the palsy, and he healed them. Matthew the 8th chapter, the 2nd and 3rd verse. And behold, I gave my leper and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will be thou clean. And immediately he was clean. Verses 5 through 10 and verse 13. And when Jesus was in the church, there came up to him a centurion, certain
Hello, how you doing? Can you hear me? How about now? How about now?
Yes,
okay, this is just your picture. I don't see your live picture, but I see Cheryl. Are you doing all right?
You're really great now.
Well, I'm still... Well, I got some things off, so can you hear now?
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, how's the weather out there?
It's
cold. It's cold in Europe. Well, I thank God for allowing you to speak to me, and I just say this to you. I know you're a busy person. God's got you doing a lot of work. How can I help
you? I'm hearing you.
I said, how can I help you?
I'm
chapter 19, verses 11 and 12. And God wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul, so that from his body were brought unto the sick handkerchiefs or aprons, and the diseases departed from them, and the evil spirits went out of them. James chapter 5, verses 14 through 16. Is any sick among you, let him call for the elders of the church, and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, it shall be forgiven him. Confess your faults one to another, and pray one for another, that you may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Then Malachi chapter 4, verse 2. But unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness abide with healing in his wings. And he shall go forth and grow up as calves of the stall. Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 through 4. God, which some three times and in divers manners spake in time. Thank you.
Bye.